On Mondays, we focus on technology. Today, an invitation to hackers. A hacker has broken into Vista, that's Microsoft's new operating system, but the company did not try to stop the invasion. In fact, developers welcomed the attack. Microsoft invited computer experts to try to get past the security features built into the latest version of Windows, which is scheduled to be in stores early next year. Blocking invaders has been a top priority, and it's one of the main reasons Microsoft has repeatedly delayed the release of Vista. New York Times technology writer David Pogue has hacked his way onto our airwaves this morning, as usual, David. But good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Apparently, this first hacker cheated a little bit. I mean, what did she do?
Well, it's true. It's not quite as dramatic as it sounds. This woman, Joanna Rutkowska, who's a Polish security researcher, she managed to bypass some of the new security procedures in Windows that are designed to prevent nasty software like viruses or spyware from getting in. But as you said, she sort of cheated, because when she ran her little nasty program, what would happen in Vista is a message would appear on the screen that says, beep, something questionable is happening. Do you want to permit it? And she clicked OK. I mean, it's kind of like she cheated, because the Windows did try to prevent it. But she argues that these dialog boxes are going to be popping up all the time in Vista, and that the average user is just going to get so weary of them that they blindly click OK.
That makes perfect sense. That's what I do.
It's really a balancing act, though. I mean, a perfectly secure operating system would be one entombed in cement and dropped to the bottom of the ocean, but you need it to be able to work. So it's a fine balance between alerting the person using the computer that something fishy is going on. And there's a lot of things like this, like when you download something, are you sure? When you open something that you've downloaded and, you know, unstuff it, are you sure? When you install a new program, are you sure? So do we put up a message to tell you what's going on so that you can approve it? Or do we keep quiet and try not to interrupt you so much?
Yeah, and of course, now I know I'm in deep trouble with our IT folks for admitting that I hit the OK button rather casually, or rather desperately sometimes. You just can't bear to see it again, and you don't know what it's talking about. But, you know, does this demonstration mean that there are others lurking like this?
Yeah, well, first of all, Microsoft has said that they'll fix this particular hole. But, yeah, it's logical to assume that there's something else lurking. I mean, this is 50 million lines of software code, Windows Vista. It's an enormous, enormous operating system. But Microsoft has the advantage that as these things come up, it can send you patches, just as it has been doing electronically over the internet, that will block them. In general, these patches do work. For example, since the big Service Pack 2 last year, we haven't had any national episodes of a devastating virus.
Will we ever get an operating system that's foolproof in this sense, that can't be hacked?
I don't think so. I don't think there will ever be that shining moment when we are completely free, because one of the whole joys of owning a computer is connecting to the internet. And that, by definition, means opening pipes up to other people. And it's really ultimately not about technology. It's about human nature. And as long as there are these malcontents who get their jollies and their self-worth by making our lives miserable, there will keep being spyware and viruses and patches.
David, you're always welcome to hack into our show.
Thank you so much.
David Pogue covers technology for the New York Times and Morning Edition.